Well, Sam, you want to just firstly talk about you've signed on for another year. What was your thinking? Was there any process to go through, or you're always very keen to go again?
Yeah, look, still love my footy and still feel like I can contribute to the side. So, yeah, was always keen to go around again.
And Sean's, he's obviously coming through. He was living with you as well, so you've basically been mentoring him. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, had him for 3 weeks and had to kick him out. He was a handful, but no, he's going all right. So it's great that Sean's signed up at the footy club for another couple of years as well. And, you know, he's a long-term player for the footy club, so he's developing really well and looking forward to working with him for another 12 months.
When do you two play together, you reckon?
Yeah, look, that's a question for the coaches, to be honest. You know, Sean's developing really well. You know, the improvement from when he rocked up to where he is now has come a long way, and no doubt he'll get his opportunity if he keeps going as he is.
You debuted at 20, he's 19. How tough is it for a teenager to ruck these days?
Yeah, look, good question. It's a hard one to answer, but, you know, you get thrown in. And you learn so much coming up against, you know, quality opponents. So no doubt at some point Sean will get an opportunity, and it'll be a great learning curve. But not only that, he will stand on his own 2 feet and contribute.
Sandy, you say he's developed. What sort of aspects of his game has he developed in the last 6 months and when he started?
Yeah, look, I think his fitness base has come a long way since he first arrived at the club. You know, he's obviously a really strong guy, so he's... you know, the way he carries himself around a stop, he's just really good. His follow up strong, and he's got a good grab as well. So, you know, they're all positive things.
Is he going to be getting a debut in round 14 against Geelong, or do you think he'll be back with that hamstring by then?
Yeah, look, question for Ross, whether he plays, or I'm pretty confident that I'll tick a couple of boxes later in the week, and, you know, all going according to plan, I'll be right to go.
Was it a hamstring tear? We were trying to get the bottom of this, Sandy, because the coach said it wasn't a tear, it was more of a hot spot. Can you tell us exactly what it was that you had?
Yeah, look, it's pretty much definitely wasn't a tear. Just a bit of tightness and lost a bit of strength around the hamstring, which is coming back up now, and just take a bit more speed work later in the week and be right to train next week.
With that injury and last year's injury, was there any hesitation of signing on again?
No, not at all. Look, up until that point, the body was going really well. You know, it's obviously a minor setback, but still feel, you know, there's still a second half of the year to go.
The club's obviously openly said it's in a 4-year rebuild. At your age, signing off another year, what are you hoping to get out of football in the next 12 to 18 months?
Yeah, look, I think we've got a really driven group, and, you know, we're all chasing success as a group. And the bunches, we're working really hard. So, you know, I still feel I can contribute and be a part of that.
Do you feel that you need to be part of his development to get him to maybe share the load or give him opportunities ahead of yourself at times in the next 12 months?
Oh, look, we've got a lot of great coaches. I mean, Simon Eastall has been a great mentor for me over a long period of time, and no doubt Sean gets a lot of info off him as well. So, you know, in Sean's development, I'm there to answer questions and try and help guide him in the right way. But yeah, look, I think the whole group's driven at the moment, and we're trying to succeed.
What about though? You're a number one, obviously, a dominant ruckman. Does there need to be more of a 50-50 load with if he can come into the team as you finish up to have him prepared for when you finish up?
Sorry, mate, you've lost me.
Do you need to have more? Does he need to get some games and some game time more than what a normal young bloke would to make sure that he's a quality ruckman by the time you leave?
Yeah, look, I think, as I said, you know, Sean will earn his, you know, if he keeps going the way he's going, he's going to earn the right to play for the footy club, and, you know, he's trending in the right direction. So if he keeps that going, then no doubt at some point he'll get an opportunity.
Sandy, you're so dominant and the Dockers are so good when you are there. Have you been able to put your finger on what it is when you are there, away from the record when you're not there and the losing streak that the club goes on?
Yeah, look, I don't think one player can... have that much influence on it. You know, there's 22 players in a side, and everyone's got to contribute for the side to succeed. So, I don't really know where it's coming from.
Sean, who have you based yourself on as a ruckman? Obviously, Sandy's got the extra height, so it's probably not quite the same situation. Is it guys like Mumford and that you've watched? Or
yeah, I grew up watching Sandy for the last 10 years, so I love the way he taps and the way he had connections with his midfielders, but I also like Mumford's game and the way he follows up, way he competes, and the way he intimidates the other team.
Do you feel like you're ready to to play now? You had a great game for Peel a couple of weeks ago. You feel like you've been in the squad. Are you ready to play?
Oh, I'm feeling good. I've played pretty consistently the last 6 weeks, but that's not up to me. That's up to the coaches and the match committee to see if I'm ready or not.
Is it comforting knowing that you've got another year with Aaron?
Oh, yeah, it's unreal. I'm stoked, so, yeah, learn as much as possible with him. He's great and he's been unreal with me.
Yeah. Sean, when you came over, you lived with Sandy, I think you ate more than him was the word at the time. I think, was it about 110 kilos? That's why Sandy reckons he was glad to get rid of you. But I think you weighed 110. You look pretty fit now. Have you lost weight or what's the go now?
Yeah, I lost a bit at the start, but then sort of kept it, studied, put a bit more muscle on, lost a fair bit of skinnies, sort of. So now it's about keeping the same weight and then getting the skin folds down.
So did you drop any kilos? You have a sort
yeah,
of
about three or four at the start, and then sort of now just keeping the same weight.
And what's that done for your game? You've been able to sort of run?
You find much more footy if you... I've still got to work for it, but yeah, it's easier to run around.
The AFL record this year was 201 centimetres. Is that still your height and are you still growing at the moment?
I hope I'm still growing. You never want to stop growing, but yeah, I think I'm 201, I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
And there's been so much talk about Nat Fyfe's form this year. How have you seen it from out in the middle alongside him?
Yeah, look, I think he's leading really well. It's funny how people, one person criticises, everyone jumps on board. I think he's contributing to the side and playing his role and he's leading the group really well. We're a pretty young group at the moment and, I think Fyfe himself would like to be a little bit better, but the way he's led the club and the boys at the moment, we can't fault him. Look, I think he might be a little bit sore. I think a lot of players are sore. I think the bye might, come at the right time for a few players. But as I said, he's leading the group really well and contributing to the side, so we can't fold him.
Last week, the coach actually said he had a sternum injury. And I think you could see he was wearing a guard on the weekend. That's pretty routine, but it is debilitating as well, though, isn't it, that type of injury?
Yeah, look, it probably just shows his mental strength. Puts his hand up even if he isn't 100% and gets out and delivers. So, all the strength to him.
We've seen a couple of debutants in the last couple of weeks. Do you envisage there being more youth pumped into the side in the second half of the year? Has that been discussed?
Yeah, look, that's a question for the coach. I think, one of the strengths is you've got to be informed to get picked. And we've had a lot of guys in the waffle this year playing really good footy. So, the guys are earning their opportunity to play for the footy club.
Sandy, what's changed in the last 3 weeks apart from you going out? But the side were, so good and fifth on the ladder, and all of a sudden it's just sort of come at a bit of a blow, hasn't it, the last 3 weeks, especially on the weekend losing to Brisbane, the bottom of the ladder?
Yeah, look, as a group we're disappointed the way the last 3 weeks have panned out, but we're working really hard behind closed doors to rectify that, and, we've had some really good meetings and, the guys will get a few days off to mentally refresh, but then come early next week we'll be ready to go again.
Do you think that David Mundy should play permanent full forward from the rest of the year, Sandy?
He walks around calling himself Plugger, so there's every chance he'll be right.